So Castleton, West Fargo, and Mapleton.
Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor was in Colfax, North Dakota for this week's Pioneer Agronomy Update.
I'm here with J.J. Janning near Colfax, North Dakota with the Pioneer Agronomy Update. J.J. is a Pioneer field agronomist. And J.J., tell me a little bit first off about kind of the region that you cover and what are farmers looking at? What are their field conditions like?
Yeah, so I'm a field agronomist here in southeast North Dakota. Cover basically Fargo down to South Dakota and maybe as far west as Jamestown. And basically right now we're dry. I mean, we're 4 to 5 inches below normal with regards to precip for this specific area. So this area has been kind of the areas of the haves and have-nots with regards to overall rainfall. But on the positive side of things, GDU-wise, we're sitting much above normal for this time of year. We're, you know, from a May 17th plant date right now, we should be sitting right around 1,100 GDUs, which is anywhere from 200 to 250 above normal. So although we've been on the cooler side of things the last, you know, week, 10 days, we're still sitting much above normal with regards to GDUs, and this crop continues to progress.
Looking at some of the varieties, I mean, in the past, which ones have been more successful for growers than for some of your plot tests?
Well, I tell you what, this one just right down here, this P08A44E, it's a brand new variety we advanced last year. And again, in the Enlist line over the last 5 years, I would say one of the things that's really struggled just industry-wide is some of the chlorosis ratings in some of these products. So our breeders have done a fantastic job of you know, inventing new products, new genetics that can handle some of this tougher IDC soil and be able to grow beans in areas where other companies' beans can't. So that's definitely a plus one.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you wanted to add?
You know, not so much. It's just, like I said, these are a number of the plots that we'll do throughout the geography just to better understand our products. We know that our good yielding genetics will produce good yields on good dirt. Everybody knows that. It's some of these marginal pieces of ground that a lot of companies just don't test their products under that we find a lot of value being able to come to a grower, working with them one-on-one to be able to figure out which varieties we can place and why.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for chatting with me here, JJ. That was Pioneer Field Agronomist JJ Janning here near Colfax, North Dakota for our Pioneer Agronomy Update. Reporting agriculture's business. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Applied fungicide.